Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Terry.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we are in part three of finishing well. So we've looked at pearls of wisdom that help us to finish well, and then we've looked at some roadblocks. And on today's show, we want to end with a blessing. So we will be back right after.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Hi, and thank you for tuning in to what is our last show with New Every Day. And it's bittersweet because I feel like closing a chapter is also something to celebrate because we can look back on these 3 years that we've had with you, and so many people have been faithfully watching, and we're so grateful for that. And it's also, there's some sadness too, you know, that we're finishing up a season. And so yeah, we look back with Thanksgiving, and we look forward to what is next for us. We're not quite sure what's going to happen next with New Every Day, but certainly the Category 5 network is still in place, and there's good things coming from Category 5. So we're also thankful for Robbie and his faithfulness to this show to make it possible. So we are grateful. And we're talking about finishing well, Jen, and we've talked about the pearls. The essentials to finishing well, of daily communion with God, of appropriating the gospel and understanding that it's for us too, that we need God's forgiveness and His grace to move forward, but He's also equipped us with everything we need for life and godliness through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then the third pearl is
daily surrender
and sacrifice to God.
I know.
Which is not a scary thing when you understand His love and sovereignty.
Yes.
This is the fourth pearl. So we did talk about some pitfalls, one being pride, another being money, a misunderstanding of what sexuality and purity really is.
Yes.
And then what's the final?
Well, pitfall? I actually have, I know, and because the final one is that we would plateau. But before I get to the final one, I want to just slide in also social connections can prevent us from finishing well. And you might be thinking, what is a social connection?
You're talking about Facebook? Because sometimes I feel like that is a problem in my life.
That is a problem in my life, too, sometimes. But it's interesting because in 1 Samuel, there's a priest by the name of Eli who is looking after the Ark of the Covenant. And Eli served the Lord, but his sons did not. But he would not go to his sons and rebuke them for their basically misappropriating of their status before the Lord.
So why wouldn't he? Why didn't he?
He loved his sons more. He loved his sons more. Like, so they were basically
taking an idol.
Yeah. They were taking sacrifices they shouldn't be taking, like food they shouldn't be taking. They were misusing the women that were serving at the tabernacle.
Right.
And he didn't do anything about it.
Wow.
And so as a result, the boy Samuel rises up, and he actually gives the boy a pronouncement against Eli, who then Samuel goes and says, because you have honored your sons more than me, I will take the priesthood from you.
Whoa.
And he will die on the same day. And his sons and Eli all died on the same day. And Samuel was brought to the forefront as the prophet, priest, and judge of Israel. And it's because he allowed his social connections, his family, which is so tough because we are called to love our family well, but if they rise up before the Lord in honoring the Lord, then that's going to prevent us from finishing well. And that's, you know, that is such a, I want to say, it's like it rubs against each other because we have to love our family, but we also have to love God, and God always has to come first. So asking for wisdom, I think, in figuring out what that balance is, because ministry and your family, right, is different between God and your family. Like, God, honoring God and ministry are two different things, right? It's like, well, I have to work the church. I have to work the church. I have to go to the food bank. I have to, well, not at
the expense
of your family, But honoring God, putting God first, setting that example before your family, what it means to love and honor God, to walk them through those four pearls, actually is honoring to God, is putting Him first and honoring your family as well. Because one of the Ten Commandments is honor your father and your mother. But where does that come? It comes after, it says, you know, you shall have no other gods before me. It comes after, like, the Lord God is first in your life. So God has got to come first. Family has got to come second. Friends have got to come second.
Yeah. And that's interesting, Jen, because thinking about that pitfall, potentially, in combination with the pearl of understanding sovereignty and love of God, I think it can be a perceived dissonance, but it's not. Because in the one story that you shared of Samuel, I think sometimes, I could pull from that, I have to love him, I have to do these things because he's going to smite me, and you know what, just, you know, put everything else aside, I'm not going to give the attention to the family that I need, I'm only going to love God and follow these rules. I think that can kind of bubble up.
And yet, it was the sin. He winked at their sin, and God does not tolerate winking at sin.
Right.
And he's like, so he was calling them to task, saying, you are allowing your sons to sin and sin against me, because all sin is against God. And so he chose, that's what I mean, he chose his family and pacifying their sin. And so you're actually then not honoring your family at all.
Right.
When you are choosing to allow sin to happen, because unfortunately we often wink at sin. You think, oh, well, God will forgive me. Well, God will forgive me. Well, God's grace, which we talked about, and appropriating that grace in our lives. But Paul says very clearly, should I sin more so grace can abound? By no means are we to do that. We cannot wink at sin. And that is one of the roadblocks to finishing well, is by permitting sin in our lives. Because we're not going to finish well. That's like the athlete who says, you know, I'm going to have this beer before I run the marathon. They would never have a beer before they run the marathon. Like, they just, at least any of the athletes I have, they would never do it. They're very strict on how to run the race well. So when we talk about social connections, like, it would be like, because we've been friends for a long time, and if Carrie saw something in my life and she chose not to say anything about it, she's actually permitting she's permitting sin in my own life. And so she's actually choosing that friendship over what God's best is for me and what God's best, and not trusting God's grace and sovereignty to provide an opportunity to speak into my life.
Right.
You're choosing the friendship and safety rather than choosing God and what He has best.
Right.
So that's where the story of Eli, you have to be so careful with, well, why am I choosing to wink at sin? Is it because of my own self?
Yeah.
Well, then that's not good. And then the second one, or the last roadblock, is plateauing.
That's good. I'm good. I read my Bible.
This is good enough. I go to church. And yet, we're told that when David fell, and we're talking about the story of Bathsheba in 2 Samuel, it says, and the king did not go out with the army in the spring as kings normally did.
So he should have been out there fighting with his people.
He should have been.
But he was like, no need to.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. And at another point, Joab actually says to the king, you need to come out here and claim this, like, you need to finish this war or else I'm going to claim it for myself. Oh yeah, because he saw what was happening to the king. He was plateauing. And it's easy to plateau when you get old. I'm getting older. It's easy to plateau because you're tired. You don't want to have to get up early in the morning. Like, you're tired, or you have a busy family.
Yeah.
And so it's just easy to say, you know, my one verse or my one song, and that's like, it's easy to plateau. You know, just eating barely enough to survive.
And then just saying, you know what, I've busted my buns this long, now's my time to kick back.
And one of the things I catch myself in, because I have learned that God is always faithful.
Yeah.
He who promises faithful. So, you know, in my mind, God has proven himself to me that he always will deliver. Right? And yet, so I could say, well, I'm not going to work as hard because God always delivers. So why am I just like working so hard? And Carrie knows because it'll be like a Saturday night. I'll be working on my message and I'm like, I just got to get this done. And it always seems like I just have to get this done. And yet Sunday morning I was like, wow, God, you did a great job. So I could then say, why am I working so hard?
Yeah.
Just don't worry about it. God will provide. And it's like, well, no. Then I'm plateauing. I need to be, you know, working what God has called me to work at. Not because, you know, it's easy, but because that's what he's called me to.
Yeah.
And it's easy to plateau.
Yes. And Jim, I feel you're talking about, it's like God has given you a gift of speaking and sharing. And when you study, you share that with other people in how you minister. And so many people benefit from that. So many people grow and they hear and then they learn from that too. So like choosing not to use your gifts just because you're tired, I think it's dangerous.
Yeah. So often Carrie will come home late at night and she'll start cooking meals because that's when she finishes working. But often she'll be like, "Well, no, I'm making this batch, but this is going to this person and this person. This is because she has the gift of hospitality and serving others. She could very easily say, "I'm so tired. I have, you know, cared for too many people today, so I'm tired. I'm not doing it." And so plateauing is like when the Spirit speaks to your heart, and you're like, not now. I did this and this and this today.
Yeah.
So that should be good enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, if the Spirit is tapping you, then you need to respond, because I don't want to be caught like David, where I should have been somewhere else, and as a result, I wasn't, and so I was caught in temptation and drawn in.
Yeah.
So plateau. And it's interesting because in the physical self, if you continue to only do one type of exercise and your body gets used to it and it no longer actually accomplishes what you want it to accomplish, like maybe you want to lose weight but you've plateaued, well, you actually then have to change up how you're exercising.
You have to be stretched in a different way.
Stretched in a different way. And on that note, let's take a break. Mm-hmm.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hi, and thank you for staying with us on our last episode of New Every Day.
Yes.
This is the last time I'm going to have the opportunity to thank you for watching, and thank you to our partners. If you go on our website, neweveryday.tv, go to our partners page, and you'll see all the amazing businesses and organizations who have helped make this show possible for 3+ years. And I'm so grateful. And I feel that I've been stretched in different ways, even in doing this show, Jen, and thinking about, okay, well, I'm talking about God, and I'm talking about these principles in the Bible and in our life. And have I actually been stretched? Mm-hmm. Have I actually applied some of the stuff that we talk about?
Right.
And like, one of the things that I've often felt in doing this show is like, well, who am I to talk about these things? Because I don't have it all together, you know? But I'm pressing on. We're continuing forward. And sometimes being stretched in ways that are uncomfortable and genuine. Mm. We highlighted how sometimes plateauing is a pitfall to finishing well. And you have to be stretched in different ways. And one of the things that you mentioned, getting older.
It does. Every day, every minute. In this very show, we're minutes older.
One of the things in getting older and plateauing, I know I've seen sometimes that I become just cool with where I'm at with my relationship with God. Like, hey, this is all there is. and not knowing, and then and looking around at other people that I see plateauing. And I really struggled about a year ago looking at other older Christians in my life and being drawn to the ones who they're just like, okay, doing their thing. I just don't see the dynamic, life-giving relationship with God in their lives. And I'm like, oh, why? And I think we get satisfied with where we're at. And then I look at other people who are like, this isn't all it is. I know that there is more to living a life with God. Because if He is God, if Jesus is Jesus, if He rose from the dead and said that His Spirit lives in us, the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead, and now we're called to do all the things that He has done, like, there's more.
There is more.
And there's more to living for God, and there's more to understanding how He loves you, and there's more to daily hearing from Him. And I don't know what that all looks like, but I'm saying I want more.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs is by Stephen Curtis Chapman, which is There's More to This Life. And he simply says, there's more to this life than living and dying, more than just trying, you know. And it's like, yes, there's more to this life. Because, and you mentioned this verse in the last show, that we are being called heavenward. We can get focused in this world, but there's more. And that's why Jesus says, I want you to go into all nations. I want you to tell everybody about me. And that's one of the reasons why we've done this show, is because of the filling of that call of Jesus to say, go into all nations. And when you put something on the internet, it's open, you know, to all nations. And so we feel like that was one of the reasons why we wanted to do this show, was to tell the story of Jesus, and that He has a plan and purpose for if you are living and breathing. He loves you, and He has a plan for your life, and He wants to be with you forever. Like, that's the message of the gospel. And so when we talk about finishing well, a friend of mine, he said on my, you know, parents' tombstone, like, often that is the last word that you have. And he said, it says, they were washed in the blood. That means they had been saved for eternity. Like, that was their final testimony. Or some have said, called home.
Yeah.
And people would go through the graveyard and ask, what does that mean? Well, then it starts a conversation about the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Yeah. That He wants to reconcile everybody to Himself. And that's why He came.
Yes.
Like, that is what, when we talk about new every day, that goes right back to His mercies are new every day. Great is His faithfulness. Yes. And it's His faithfulness that is calling us heaven.
Yes.
And so,
yeah, Jesus, fix your eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
The author and perfecter. He's the one who does the work. He's the one who is perfecting. He's the one who's making us more like Him.
Yes.
Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. And so we don't look at things that are seen, but we fix our eyes on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And yes, those are lasting words. Those are words that inspire.
Yes. And what's interesting, as we, you know, as we think about finishing well, I love the words that Jesus was saying to His disciples in John 14, because they were concerned. They're like, what do you mean you're going away?
Like, what about us?
And He's like, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. For you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will also come back and take you to be with me, so that you may also be where I am. Like, that is the message of the gospel.
That is the message. And even more than that, you know, we fix our eyes heavenward, like we are going to heaven, but we're here on this earth for a reason. And now is not the time to put your hands behind your head and kick back because we're just headed for heaven. Now we just coast there. No.
Yeah.
He's equipped us to bring heaven inside of us now, live that way here. And part of Jesus' parting message says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Yeah. So we are not to just kick back and say, okay, I'm done. No, like we have been given the Holy Spirit to share the love of Jesus with everyone. Like that's why he hasn't taken us to be in heaven yet.
Yeah.
Because he is moving in us, perfecting us, making us ready for himself, but also to tell other people. Like, we have to be willing to share what God is doing in our own life, whatever that looks like.
Yes.
And we're all called, that's why we're all given different gifts. So whether it's hospitality or sharing with words, we're to share with others the good news of Jesus.
Yes, he passed that torch on to us.
Yes.
And as he said, he was the light of the world. The Bible also says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light.
He's yes.
passed the torch. We are light in a dark place yes. to bring that message that you just shared.
And so we are actually now passing the torch on to you. Because we don't really know what's going to happen with you every day. This is our last show. These are our last few minutes. And so we are passing the torch on to you. We're saying, with everything that you learned on the show, we want you to share the love of Jesus with everyone that you meet, in whatever way God has called you to. We want you to finish well.
Yeah.
We want you to bring the grace of Jesus to others. Maybe you need to forgive someone. Maybe you need to cook a meal and take it somewhere. Maybe you need to let go of a way of thinking or a job or a friendship in order to actually grab on to what God is calling you to. We don't know, but we do know that we want you to pick up the torch. We want you to share the love of God with everyone that God brings to you. And one of the verses that God is speaking to me about time and time again, it says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
And that is a good verse to finish on with. So I hope that you'll pray with us now. Like, I think that this is a good opportunity to pray and leave a blessing.
Yes.
So why don't we just both pray? So I'll start. Lord, thank you so much. Jesus, that you set an example, that you endured, you persevered, you endured the cross, and you rose again, and you have passed that torch on to us, and we represent you to the world. And I pray that you would help us daily to understand what the gospel means, and that we are now the light here. And I pray, God, that people watching, whether it's now or whether it is 10 years from now, God, would you speak to their heart directly about your love for them and about your plan, and that they are also included. And God, that you know them. You know them by name. You have a plan and a purpose for their life. And would you help us to finish well for the people who are watching who have known you for a while, or known about you, or heard about you, God, would you help them to finish well, to really know who you are, God, and to daily encounter you, to speak to us through your word, and put people in our lives, God, that we can see who are running this race within us. Thank you for the people that I have looked to in my life, who have been that, and God, would you help me? Jesus.
Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to share you with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we ask that you bless our viewers, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them, that your Holy Spirit would go before them, preparing opportunities for them to tell other people about how much you love them. And Lord, we want to honor you. We want to put you first. We want to surrender all things to you, and we want to trust in you. Sovereignty and your grace to work all this together. You are awesome, God. We praise your name for this opportunity to be with us. In your name.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for watching you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that this week you will remember the love of God that he has for you. And Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It has been good.
Until next time.